This is the Well One Connection, a program of Huron Regional Medical Center.
Today we are here with Dr. Todd Anderson, who is a board-certified orthopedic surgeon at HRMC Physicians Clinic, and we're going to talk about joint pain today. Welcome to the show, Dr. Anderson.
Thank you.
So, first of all, let's just talk about the types of things that can be causing joint pain for folks. I know that's a big subject, but some of the more common things.
Well, certainly it depends on the age of the patient. Younger patients that are active in sports and other activities, obviously the most common cause is probably some type of trauma. We also see, especially in adolescents, sometimes some pain related to their growth plates or kneecap issues, stability issues, things like that. But that's the overwhelming cause in younger patients. But as we get older, of course, then we start to see problems related to wear and tear. The most common thing being arthritis. Also, of course, we do remain quite active, and overuse syndromes, trauma still is a factor, can also be a cause in patients well into their 60s, even 70s. But as we start to get over 50, 60 years old, I think the most common thing I see, obviously, is arthritis.
Thinking about why people may live with pain, what are some of the most common reasons that people will give you? They don't come until it's really bad. Why do you think people avoid getting treatment for their pain?
Well, I think people are probably hesitant to go because they have heard perhaps negative stories about what happened to their friends or family members. Perhaps they went in and had a bad experience with some sort of medication or injection, or they had surgery and it took them a long time to recover, or maybe they had a complication. I think that may be one of the more common reasons. I think also a lot of people live in denial. We start having issues and we just ignore them and hope that they'll go away, and you know, eventually we realize that they're not going to, and we'll have to deal with them, and at that point then people will usually seek out some treatment.
Right, and maybe sometimes even we think that surgery is going to be your first response to us, but that's not at all the case, both in the best interest of the patient and also in kind of your approach to people, right?
Certainly, other than patients who need emergent surgery for trauma, I rarely have someone come into the office and then the next thing they know, they're going to the operating room. There's usually always some conservative treatment that can be tried, and most patients want to do that. It also takes some time to really educate people in terms of what the options are for treatment, both conservative and surgical, and entering into a period of conservative treatment gives you the opportunity to help the patients learn about that and then make informed decisions about what they want to do depending on how they respond to treatment. If the conservative treatment doesn't work, then they now have adequate information to make a good decision about what they want to do after that. If conservative treatment does work, then great, we stick with that.
Yeah, so what would some of those things be? Maybe from like entry level, it's an injury, to what we might try a little longer term.
When we first see a patient, you know, we go through the basic evaluations, you know, x-rays or other imaging studies if needed, physical examination, history, and then once we are confident that we have a diagnosis, then, you know, depending on what that is, then there's a whole myriad of pathways that go down. Anything from, you know, if it's a traumatic injury and it's something that requires repair, well, most often, you know, that's going to mean a surgical procedure. If it's not, and something that can heal on its own, then we just follow the patients along until they heal. Maybe physical therapy might be indicated along the way. It varies depending on the diagnosis. Trying to make the patients comfortable with pain medication as indicated, and other modalities, injections and braces and things like that.
Speaking to a patient who might be in denial of the pain, tell them or what you would want to recommend would you tell them not to be afraid?
Yeah, we try to make things as comfortable for people as possible. Certainly there are a lot of things that will go away with time, but if you find that something is lingering and it's not getting any better, and certainly if it's getting worse, it's always a good idea to probably at least find out what's going on and try to learn what your options are. In some cases, trying to treat these things early will give you a much better chance at a good result than putting it off, and then you may paint yourself into a corner.
You and I have had the conversation before about just saying, it's because I'm getting older, isn't necessarily the right course.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. There's no reason that people, as they get older, have to live in pain. There's lots of things that can be done for the usual problems that we run into as we get older. Everything from just losing weight and living a healthier lifestyle, exercising and all that kind of stuff, to surgery. So it just depends on what's going on.
Your orthopedic surgeon here at the Physicians Clinic 2 weeks a month, and you do a lot of different things like we talked a little bit about, but maybe talk a little bit about what you do in terms of procedures. You do joint replacements, is that correct?
Yeah, I do knee and hip replacements. We aren't really geared up at this point to be doing shoulder replacements, although I've done several of those in past years. So yeah, I certainly do joint replacements. I also do a wide variety of arthroscopic procedures on the knee and the shoulder, mainly, you know, things in the knee like treating it for torn cartilage or, arthritic conditions and loose bodies and, different things like that. The shoulders, of course, there's a lot of different procedures that I do on shoulders, but probably one of the more common things that people hear about are things like rotator cuff repairs and dealing with unstable shoulders or that sort of thing. We also do some basic, hand and upper extremity surgery like carpal tunnel and, removing, cysts and different things like that, and treating trigger fingers and, tendonitis and different problems like that. Same with the elbow. And then, in the lower extremity, we also, again, do conservative treatment of a lot of issues involving the hip and the knee and ankle, and, treat fractures in the upper and lower extremities and that sort of thing. I don't do any spine work because that's become so specialized that these days either you do spine and that's all you do, or you don't do it at all. It's kind of become its own world. I do see kids for basic issues and evaluations, and if they need further treatment, we can help people get referred to the right place for that. So yeah, kind of a wide variety of things.
Work with patients on pain injections.
Correct, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we certainly can refer patients to pain management clinics for injections, or we do several, injections here in the clinic, that sort of thing also, if needed.
And work with CRNAs and the injections over in surgery, and also the blocks, pain blocks for your surgery.
Yeah, we have currently one of our nurse anesthetists who is getting additional training in pain management, and so he'll be offering a lot more than they currently do in terms of injections for pain management and that sort of thing. So that'll be, again, something that they can receive that in Huron.
So this must be rewarding. You see people coming in pain, and then you get to fix them.
Yeah, it is. I give thanks every day that I get to do this for a living. I've done a lot of other things before I went into medicine, and certainly there's a lot of great ways to make a living out there, but I'm lucky that I do what I do.
You've been listening to the Well One Connection, connecting you to important healthcare information. This program is for general use only and is not meant to replace the advice of your doctor or other medical professional. If you have questions, contact your healthcare provider. The Well One Connection is a weekly program of Huron Regional Medical Center.
Every day making a difference, making a difference. Every day.